If you're enjoying this podcast, don't forget to rate and review. Every review helps us grow and reach a larger audience. Thanks, and enjoy the show.
Seven Lamb Productions presents End of All Hope. Season 5, Episode 3, The Note.
So, what do you want to do, Chris?
I don't want it to be only my decision. I just want to talk openly about it. Remember how things used to be between us? We used to talk things over.
Should I make some tea?
I'm serious.
I know.
Mia, where's the final destination?
For us?
Yes.
I don't know.
And you don't see that as a problem?
Not any more of a problem than staying here and hoping for the best.
I've traveled quite a bit. It's bad out there.
But you are only around Denver. What if Montana or Canada are clear? What if there is a safer area?
I just think there's safety in numbers. I wouldn't have made it here without the help of Cody and Rex and Ellen and the rest of them. We helped each other. I was able to get to you because of them.
So, what, you want to invite them?
That's not what I'm saying. They like it here.
And you do too.
It's not perfect, but maybe this new place will be.
And what if it's not? Can we leave then?
Is there more to us leaving? It seems like you're tired of the responsibility, which wouldn't be the first time.
What responsibility?
You help with the zone.
I helped with the zone. Not anymore. They already got someone to replace me. And why would you bring this up? This isn't me avoiding a promotion at some stupid day job.
But this wouldn't be the first time.
Well, it's my first alien invasion.
Don't do that. I'm being serious.
So am I, Chris. I stayed here because of you. But now you're here, and I'm ready to leave. I'm not in charge of anything here, and I don't want to be. Roger can carry that burden if he wants, or any of the other so-called Rangers.
Did you talk to Roger yet?
No. I've been packing. Dana told me Roger wanted to talk to me before we left at midnight. I was gonna try to get some rest before we left, but I was too busy talking to Hudson and packing, and now, Chris with this bullshit.
Shouldn't you talk to him soon?
Sure, I'll go now. Are you gonna keep packing, or do we need to talk more?
I'll pack, Mia, okay? I'll pack.
Can't knock.
It's fine, Travis. Hello, Mia.
You wanted to see me?
We're looking over the map.
So how far is it?
It's a 4-hour drive.
Roughly, if roads are clear.
I walked over to Roger and Travis, who were leaning over the side table, running their fingers over the unfolded map. 4 hours. Is that wise?
Hudson said the vehicle should be fine.
And Roger won't change his mind.
Oh, you should already know this, Travis.
Travis thinks we should just push back to this area here.
To the National Forest?
It's less than half the distance.
Did they say anything else?
The guys at the base?
Yeah, that's why it makes it hard to turn down.
Tell me.
The military base is set up outside of some town called Saratoga. It's off an old highway, smack dab between two national forests.
Actually, it's the same forest, but the old highway runs through it.
Regardless, there's a lot of cover.
Alien vegetation?
Non-existent. but they have had run-ins with shriekers and thrashers passing through.
No ships, though.
And apparently, the base is set up out in the open, making it easy to keep secure and spot any intruders.
Okay.
And the other thing is, all the towns surrounding the area are abandoned but untouched when it comes to the plant life, and they still hold a ton of supplies. The closest major city is Cheyenne.
But even that's far.
I thought they were being cautious about giving up so much information. How'd you get it out of them?
Exactly. It's fishy.
I'll agree with that. Apparently Gail's been talking to them all afternoon, getting more details and everything.
And you trust it?
I don't think they're rangers.
I don't personally know them, but they could be.
Oh, what does that matter? Rangers or not, do you trust them, Roger?
I don't know, Mia. All I know is we can't stay here.
But Roger, there's so many other areas we can move to. Look at this stretch.
But there's nothing there, supply-wise. Hardly any towns. This base, if everything they say is true, has protective walls, weapons, vehicles, and food.
Enough for 2,000 people?
Probably not, but 80 isn't far, and there are tons of towns all along this stretch. Let's face it, one of the perks of White Ranch is that the city is right there, ripe for the picking. It's how we're able to sustain a large population.
Water?
The base isn't far from...
North Platte River.
There's also a small creek by the base, they said.
But you got one other problem, Roger. You don't know if everyone here will want to make that trip. Are you willing to let them go?
It's all about the greater good. If some people want to stay back, fine. No matter what you think, Mia, I'm not a dictator. I'm just looking out for everyone's best interest.
Not mine.
We all spun around to see Jess, Roger's daughter, coming out of the back room. She brushed her long hair aside out of her face as she approached.
Jess, not right now.
Hey, Jess.
Hi, Mia.
What's the problem?
Family drama.
I don't want Dad to go tonight.
Huh, is that right?
She's worried about her pops, but everything's gonna be fine.
You don't know that.
Jess, you wanted to leave. And now we have an opportunity for our new place. A safer place.
All we'll be doing is moving the zone. I don't want to live in a zone.
I feel the same way, Jess.
See?
Hey, no teaming up.
I want to live in a house, not an RV, not a zone.
Jess, I really don't want to do this right now, okay?
But you don't know how this other zone is.
You're right. That's why I want to see it for myself.
And if it's not?
Not what?
Safe.
If it's not safe, then we're in the same predicament, Travis. I know everyone here has a different opinion about how to handle this, and God forbid Dana or Annie or anyone else show up. But I don't think there's any harm in scouting the area out. They believe we're leaving when the sun comes up, so they'll be expecting us much later than when we're arriving. That way, if there's any funny business, we'll know ahead of time.
That is if they're not planning something of their own.
That's why we're only taking 3 vehicles and 6 people.
The plan had changed to taking 1 truck, 1 bike, and 1 car, which would be the one Hudson fixed up for me and Chris to take north.
But why do you have to go?
Because I do.
That's not an answer.
It's all right, Jess. I'll be there too, to make sure your dad stays out of trouble.
So that's the plan?
Afraid so.
Oh, hey, Mia.
Hey, Cody. Cody was one of Chris's friends from the QZ she escaped from nearly a month ago. He was to her as Kylie was to me. Apparently, they kept each other safe until they were able to escape. Chris made several other friends as she searched zones looking for me, barely escaping thrashers and shrieker attacks in the process. It made me feel small, because the most I did was search our neighborhood and leave notes every so often. Should have done more. Not that it mattered now. Thank God.
I hear you guys are leaving?
We're off to look for Shangri-La.
I hope you find it. Rex said that the alien plants were growing just outside the zone. They grow fast, huh?
They do.
Well, good luck. Be safe. Let me know what you find.
Will do.
Bye, Mia.
Bye. So you didn't tell him. She ignored my question and kept packing. I had a feeling she only told him about the new zone, not about us heading north.
How'd it go with Roger?
They got the exact location. Dana's taking the bike, Roger, Travis, and Annie are taking the truck, and we're taking the Mazda.
That's what Hudson fixed for us?
It's got a lot of space.
Just surprised.
I'll take anything at this point. And I figured you'd be fine with anything with four wheels.
Thank God you gave those bikes away.
You're right, Chris. I don't want the responsibility.
What?
I don't want the responsibility. I helped out here because I was waiting to find you, but now that we're together, we can leave. I'm done with supply running for the zone. I'm done with getting water and helping with security. I just want to concentrate on us. The whole reason Kylie left was because I told her I was heading north the moment I found you.
So this is about you keeping your word?
No. This is about what I want.
What you want?
Well, I want you to want it too. Sure, maybe there's safety in numbers, but large groups are noisy and can attract those things. It's happened before. Even if this place does turn out to be Shangri-La, it doesn't mean I want to stay, because at the end of the day, it's still a military base. I want a home. I want normalcy.
Mia, you do realize that things aren't going to be normal again.
I want them to be as normal as possible. I want to find a nice spot devoid of all this for us. Just us.
Fine. We can leave.
Nice shot.
Thanks.
Kylie had painted a bullseye on the fence with some white paint. Where'd you get the paint?
There was plenty in the garage.
Oh. I scanned the backyard. Kylie must have noticed me looking around because she was staring at me, puzzled.
Hey.
Yeah?
I haven't heard any creatures in a while. I think we're okay. Is Ambridge up?
No.
Okay.
Should I wake him?
Nah, let him sleep. Unless you're still in a rush.
No. I walked over to the gross patio furniture. I cleared a spot and hopped up onto the table. The thing was sturdy enough. I'm sorry I rushed you guys.
Hey, we were trying to make good time.
Yeah, but it was all for nothing.
Not yet. We still have Bodega Bay.
I guess. You knew it would be like this, didn't you?
So did you, Jay.
Yeah, you're right. I guess I just hoped that Ava and Mark would be here, waiting.
Would they wait for you?
Maybe, but they don't even know if I'm still alive. And I don't know if they're... But I couldn't finish my sentence.
Exactly.
I don't know what I'm gonna do if my dad and brother are gone too. Kylie came over and sat next to me. The table wobbled a bit.
I think deep down you know that that's a possibility.
I've always known that, but I don't like to think about it.
No one does.
But I figured if Mia could find Chris, then...
Then what? Doesn't prove anything. Sure, Mia held out hope and it paid off, but you know, that wasn't the case for everyone. You know how many people in that zone lost loved ones?
I slowly shook my head.
Pretty much all of them. Isaac, Dana, Barry, Sammy, Maria.
Then are you mad you came with us?
No, why would I be, Jay? I can make my own decisions. Plus, like you, I was holding out hope too.
For what?
What do you mean? I was hoping you found your friends and family. And like Ambridge, I was hoping to find a safer place. Mia and Chris are going to head north. After our trip, I think we should do the same. Maybe not north, but somewhere safe. Somewhere without this stuff.
She scraped algae off the table and flung it aside.
Don't you feel the same way?
I did. But I still couldn't concentrate on anything now, except for reaching Bodega Bay. So you're not upset?
I knew what I was getting myself into, Jay. So no. I came to help you.
But why?
Because besides Mia, you were the only other person I felt I could talk to.
You made fun of me the first time we talked.
Well, no offense, but you made it easy.
Whatever. We sat in awkward silence for a little while, until Kylie finally hopped down and held up her bow.
Hey, come on. Let's get in some practice.
What?
With the bow.
Why?
Look around, Jay. That's why. I know Ambridge mocks it, but this is a better weapon when we need to be careful and quiet. Guns will just draw those damn things. Go get your bow.
Fine.
So, you got an idea what path we should take?
Not really. We just need to head north.
Right. But we need to avoid the city.
What if Ava and Mark were taken to a quarantine zone? It happened to us once. What if it happened again?
I don't know. A lot of the zones were overrun in Denver.
What are you getting at? We're not going to walk around San Diego hoping to accidentally stumble on your friends.
Yeah. Remember downtown Denver?
No, I know. I was just wondering.
Well, I'm packed and ready to go.
Me too.
Jay?
Yeah. We had raided the cupboards and taken more food.
Looks clear, but just in case.
Calm down, Rambo. Me and Jay got some practice in. Maybe you should let us lead.
Go ahead. Jay?
I was standing in the hallway, staring at a picture of Ava, Christina, and Scott. My heart felt hollow.
Jay.
Sorry. I'm ready.
So, this way?
Yeah, and let's hurry.
Hey, wait.
What?
I'll be right back.
Jay, what are you doing? What's he doing?
Did he forget something?
I figured I would do like Mia did with her wife and leave a note for Ava and Mark. In Bodega Bay. Just in case.
Jay!
I'm coming!
What were you doing in there?
Leaving a note.
Good. Can we go now? Those thrashers sound close.
Yeah. I'm ready.
Thank you. least this place is boarded up.
It's secure, but we should still take turns keeping watch. We were in the spare bedroom. Brielle was fixing up the bed.
Do you want to sleep first?
Honestly, I'm going to have trouble sleeping tonight, so you go ahead.
Okay.
I'll leave the door open a crack, okay?
Are you going to stay upstairs?
I might look around some more to keep myself busy, but I'll wake you if I hear anything.
Okay.
Night, Bree. I probably should have talked to her a little more. I was worried she still blamed herself for Mark's death. But the blame was all mine. There were so many things that happened over our trip that could have been prevented. If only we didn't go back for the truck. If only we didn't help Teddy and his daughters. If only we didn't try to beat the forest fire. Every what-if scenario entered my mind. And yet, it didn't matter. Mark was gone, and again, I could feel my eyes welling up. I made my way through the living room, stepping over trash and bed sheets. I sat on the couch for over an hour, thinking about the trip, just what it took to get here. But now we would head to Bodega Bay in hopes of finding Scott there. But will we? I looked at the front door. The paint didn't even seem that old. Maybe they didn't leave that long ago, and maybe they weren't even there yet. It doesn't matter, Ava. That's the plan. But things are going to be different now. I wouldn't rush us. Me and Bree would take it slowly, carefully. I'll make sure we both make it. It's not that I wasn't anxiously waiting to see Scott, but like Mark took care of me, I had to take care of Brielle. I walked through the dark house, back over to the front door. Seeing that note on the door filled me with so much glee. I ran my finger over the large B in Bodega. I don't know why you left, but I'll find you. I'm still trying. I won't give up.
End of All Hope. Written and edited by Robert M. Lamb. Starring Hope Ennis as Ava, Adam Jetmore as Jay, Jack Austin as Ambridge, Gina Coyle as Kylie, Evelyn as Brielle, Ariel Hack as Mia, Nora Darling as Chris, Michael Moman as Roger, Brett Wilkins as Travis, Reed Kreiner as Dana, Corey Pettit as Jess, Jerry Swindle Jr. as Gail, Ian Feller as Hudson, and Gareth Thomas as Sammy, co-starring Mike Lenhart and Joseph Rodriguez. Music provided by Kevin McLeod at Incompetech.com, Dylan Mixer at DMixMusic.com, and Eldritch T'Challa of Nemesis Black at ReverbNation.com/Nemesis Black. If you enjoy End of All Hope, visit 7lamb.com for more podcasts such as this. And don't forget to rate and review. This has been a 7lamb production.